And you have about 5 minutes left to call Star 1045 or 516-5460. We've been working hard this week and today to bring you the stories of how families have been impacted. And we've been hearing from a lot of great kids who are doing so well. And while the diagnosis is not necessarily a death sentence for kids any longer, the survival rate is in the neighborhood of 80% or so. We do lose children. And just this last year, we lost a wonderful young man who we were introduced to last year. His name is Jake Berglund. And I've been following his mom and dad, and they have been pouring their hearts out on Facebook over the last several months since Jake's passing. And so he is what fuels us. And I know that he's what fuels so many people in our community, from Yulee and Callahan throughout Nassau County and all of Northeast Florida. They will be needing emotional assistance over the coming years at the loss. It's emotional assistance and it's financial assistance that your generous support to the Child Cancer Fund really brings to the table for these families. And Duval Asphalt, our presenting sponsor for the last several years, Jennifer Garrett is with us. And it was the cancer experience that a member of your team went through that ultimately had you all get involved with the Child Cancer Fund.
Good morning, Rich. That's correct. So the same year that the Carathon started, one of our employees' daughters was diagnosed with a very rare form of brain cancer. And unfortunately, she lost her battle. But her fight is what prompted us, when we heard about the Carathon, to invest. And after we made our first donation, we're like, we need to look into the Child Cancer Fund and see what they're about. And we really, really, really like their mission. We like how they handle things. We like how they fill the gaps where other organizations look at big picture, and the Child Cancer Fund literally looks at things as small as, do these people have food to eat this week? You know, is their grocery bill going to be too much? Is their electric bill going to be paid? Is their mortgage, like, can they cover their rent or their mortgage? And when we looked at it that small, that grassroots, that's really what Duval Asphalt embodies. And that's the kind of organization we embrace. And the fact that they help children and children fighting cancer. And we went through that. One of our valued employees' families went through that. It really lined up. And here we are 4 years later. We're still fully invested in supporting the Child Cancer Fund. They do not disappoint.
I tell you, Jennifer, when I see the Duval Asphalt trucks and I see the Carathon or the Child Cancer Fund logo on it, my heart swells. It does feel good to see, even in a pandemic and a recession, that a local business that may be pinched in some ways is still stepping up to the plate and financially able to help. It really does make a significant difference. And you see it now as an active member of the Child Cancer Fund.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we sit on the board of directors of the Child Cancer Fund. So we really see, like, the ins and outs. Like, we see every single thing that happens with every dollar donated. And so when I tell you, as a representative of the community, of the board, and of Duval Asphalt, that the money is going where you're intending it to go, I mean that. Like, it's literally almost all of every single dollar goes directly to help local families. And that's just so important. Like, so many organizations do a lot of good, but again, they're looking at big picture. And the Child Cancer Fund focuses on those small things. And even though we're in a pandemic, again, Duval Asphalt, we're local. We've been here for a very long time. A lot of you have heard of us. We recognize that as hard as we may have it, these families have it even worse, because they've actually, some of them have lost their jobs and they're fighting cancer. And, you know, so you add that in, you add in the stress of the pandemic and the cancer fight and the unemployment and all of the other crazy things that have happened this year that have made us think 2020 is just, like, it gone off the, like, it's a crazy year, right? Like, it's just a really weird year. We can kind of laugh it off. If you have a child fighting cancer, there's no laughing that off. You know, laughing isn't going to cure it. We need the partnership at Nemours. We need the help of the community to keep it going. And the families need support from those around them, even if you're a complete stranger, to just help them know that they're not alone during this fight.
You can't do it. We can't do it without the Duval Asphalt support and so many others. There have been a lot of generous sponsors that have stepped up to the plate. I know business owners who are out there in the community. If you're listening to the stories and you're impacted, the phone center will be open for a few more minutes at *1045 or 516-5460. You can give through the day at WOKB.com or childcancerfund.org. And we're going to continue Carathon on the air with stories until about 6 o'clock. But as we wrap up the morning, Carla Montgomery, Executive Director of the Child Cancer Fund, can you give me a sense of where we're at? We started the day at about $150,000 or so dollars. Where are we at to end Jacksonville's morning news?
We are currently at $175,000.
Wow, that is phenomenal. In a recession and a pandemic. Wow. Closing message, Carla, I'll give you the floor. This is your charity and your organization. You're the mother of a cancer survivor, and he is thriving now as we wind it down for Jacksonville's Morning News. But again, you can keep giving at WOKV.com. What's the message to the community?
You know, we want to thank the community for stepping up in the way that they have and supporting these families in the way that they do. And just know that we take very, you know, a lot of care and want these families to be successful and these kids to thrive. And so you're making that happen. So your contribution is highly impactful to these families.
Well, thank you for all you are doing, Jennifer and the team at Duval Asphalt. We can't do it without your generous donations and support throughout the year and especially during Carathon. To both of you and all the volunteers at the Subaru of Jacksonville on Atlantic Call Center and to Regis, I still hear a phone in the background. Y'all stay there for a couple minutes at least. Maybe we'll get a few more calls here at **1045 or 516-5460. And you can keep giving throughout the day at WOKV.com. And anytime throughout the year at childcancerfund.org. From all of us at the Child Cancer Fund, Duval Asphalt, and 104.5 WOKV, thank you so much for your generosity.